This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Who's talking is on the air. Frank and Javo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our seven offices in Richmond or walk into one of our three ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Cure, one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community, ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, TheSaber.com, Canal Capital Management, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Jeff McDonald & Associates, Maxwell & Associates, Invictus Sales & Marketing, James River Air, and Oaklea Press. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 16, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Good evening and welcome, welcome, ACC fans and all you Wahoos out there. We have a great show tonight. This is Frank. I'm in studio solo, but I have a guest co-host in Paul Collins, who we will talk to quite a bit during tonight's show. Our first guest is none other than Dan Bonner, and we are delighted to have Dan on at this time of the year because, first off, he's very busy, but number two, he knows about all the teams that are out there because he gets to see them in person and call their games. So, without further ado, Mr. Wahoo from 1975, still a young man, born in Pittsburgh, but I think most people know you, Dan, from Stanton, right?
Well, we've lived in Stanton a long time, Frank, 30 years, and so we're more than 30 years, and so we're very happy that people know us as being from there, although now we've moved out into Augusta County. We've been in Verona for the last 10 years, but it's the same area, and we're very thrilled to be here.
You got to be careful. Chris Graham lives out that way, and that's a little concerning. I'm just kidding. He's a fellow sports journalist. So, Dan, the Cavaliers did not take down Clemson, but for a half, they looked pretty good, and what they were doing seemed to work. They denied the Tigers from shooting from three, but in the second half, Clemson basically got everything that they wanted and took away everything Virginia wanted to do, and the Tigers lived up to their billing, and they have now moved up to number 11 in the AP poll. They're number two in the ACC, only one game behind the Duke Blue Devils, and they have a win against Duke, so if somehow Duke loses maybe to Carolina this week, Clemson might have an argument there. Anyway, the Cavaliers lost on Saturday 71-58, and yours truly had a hard time surviving that one, particularly about the last 6 minutes. But, Dan, you've seen a lot of basketball. How would you just overall rate the job that Ron Sanchez has done from your perspective?
I think Ron's done a great job. I'm not sure that Virginia is in a much different position if Tony Bennett is the coach, and that's no offense to Tony, but I think that Ron Sanchez dealing with a bunch of new guys, a bunch of young guys, trying to figure out who can do what, putting the pieces together. Virginia's playing much better now than they did earlier in the season, and I think overall, Ron Sanchez has done a really, really nice job with this particular Cavalier team. Ron Sanchez, you know, he's dealing with, and I don't, again, I'm not trying to offend anybody, but I think this is a Virginia team that is not exactly laden with talent. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's been a struggle. I mean, the coaches can't score. They can prepare and do everything, but they need guys who are very talented. And Virginia for many years has had a lot of NBA players, and that's just not the case with this year's team. And as a result, teams like that tend to struggle. But as far as the coaching job that Ron has done, I would give him very high marks.
You know, Hobbo and I made the case last week that we thought Virginia could do a lot worse by looking elsewhere, in that it's quite possible that Ron has a pretty good relationship with the players. He and Williford and the other coaches, they've been together so long. I think the players on the team, for the most part, like playing with each other and like playing for the coaches and love UVA. And, you know, they're playing their hearts out. And, you know, if Virginia could pick up a couple of studs, maybe this team next year could be, you know, maybe the big surprise in the league. I don't know. We both have gone back and forth on it a little bit, but I appreciate your perspective. Let's look at the AP poll. Came out today, obviously. Auburn, 27-2, clearly appears to be, you know, the big dog. Duke is right nipping at the heels. Houston, Tennessee are not far behind. Florida is in the same conversation. But then I noticed, I think there's a drop-off. St. John's and Alabama and Michigan State and Texas Tech on down. You know, they're all trying to get there, but they're not. I think Clemson is now number 11. I think Clemson, to me, is a very complete and dangerous team. What do you make of the Tigers?
Well, I think, you know, you were talking about Virginia's game against Clemson, and part of Virginia's problem is that Clemson is really good.
Yeah.
I think Clemson, you know, they have – Chase Hunter has had a first-team All-ACC caliber year, as far as I'm concerned. Victor Locken has really played well as the season has gone on. Brad Brownell has once again shown that he's not afraid to tinker with a team that's been very good at the end of the season, putting Dylan Hunter into the starting lineup. And I think Clemson is a team that could make a deep run in the NCAA tournament, provided they don't have a really cold shooting night and provided they don't get a bad matchup. And, of course, we're not playing a best-of-seven series. It's a one-game thing. And if you have a cold shooting night or a tough matchup, and I don't mean, you know, just playing a really good team. They can play against really good teams. My heavens, they've beaten Duke and Kentucky. But I mean a team where the personnel doesn't match up really well with Clemson. That could be a problem for the Tigers, but that's a problem for everybody, with the possible exception of Duke and Auburn in this year's NCAA tournament.
I agree. You know, Locken, to me, is... he's pretty much, to me, the difference maker. Chase Hunter's got to be one of the quickest players in college basketball. Ian Shefflin is your Hammond Egger, but he's got a huge motor and a big heart. Jaden Zachary could flat get after anybody. He's a tough dude, and there's a few other players out there. But to me, Victor Locken, if he plays at his best, Clemson doesn't have to take a backseat to anybody.
Well, I would agree with that. And as I say, that doesn't mean they won't lose in the early rounds of the NCAA tournament.
Yep.
Because it's, as I say, it's not a seven-game series. It's a one game and you're out deal. But Clemson is also a team that could make a very deep run into the NCAA tournament. I think, you know, another Elite Eight for the Tigers is not outside the realm of possibility. And I think if things break their way, they could actually go to the Final Four. But they, as I say, they could also lose in the very early rounds. But it's just that kind of season. I think that, you know, you were talking about the division in among the top 25. And what I would tell you is I think Duke and Auburn, in whatever order you want to put them, stand above everybody else.
Yeah.
I don't think that there is any team out there that could beat Duke or Auburn in a seven-game series. But again, we're not playing a seven-game series. So I think that they are clearly the best teams, in my opinion. But I think there's a lot of good teams out there. There's a lot of teams that could get hot on any particular night. And I just think we're going to have a very entertaining NCAA tournament.
I think it's going to be wild. I just have a You know, we always talk about March Madness. This year might be something else entirely. I've got a funny feeling. I watch games from all over the country, and I'm like, look at that guy, or look at the chemistry that team has, or that coach has paid his dues. I mean, I think anything can happen. I'm looking at the big games coming up this week in the ACC. Duke hosts Wake Forest tonight at 7 o'clock. That's a huge game for the Demon Deacons. Louisville hosts Cal. I think they should have their way. Tuesday night, Georgia Tech should trample Miami. Then UNC, which has somehow won 5 in a row, is in Blacksburg playing the Hokies. And what a huge game that is. Syracuse is then at SMU, and who knows. Florida State is in Charlottesville Tuesday for another 9 o'clock game. You almost have to get a place to stay that night. It's getting too hard for me to drive home that late. Stanford's at Notre Dame. Then later in the week, Georgia Tech is at Wake. SMU's at Florida State. Tech is at Clemson, which is a tough draw for them. Boston College is at Pitt. Duke is at UNC. And I would say a month ago, there's no way UNC wins that game. But now they're playing much better. Do you think they can pull off the upset against the Blue Devils?
Frank, I would say, of course, they can. I don't know that they will. Duke is a different animal.
Yep.
I was out in Michigan on the weekend doing the Illinois at Michigan game and had a chance to talk with Illinois coach Brad Underwood, and he was talking about how good he thought Duke was, and he was disappointed with the way his team played against Duke. Of course, they got smashed. And I told him, I said, Brad, I said, yeah, a lot of people feel that way, but Duke, particularly when they're putting the ball in the basket, they are an entirely different animal. So I think that they should beat North Carolina, but that doesn't mean that they will. North Carolina is going to be a desperate team.
Yes.
And you get to the end of the regular season, and you have a team, even though they're playing really well like Duke, Duke is pretty comfortable. And so, does that mean that North Carolina won't win? No, North Carolina can win. They're a desperate team. They're playing at home. And so I think that'll make for a very interesting game. I think it'll be extremely competitive.
You know, also on Saturday, again, the latest game, the Cavaliers are at Syracuse in the Dome. And, somehow if Virginia can find a way to beat Florida State on Tuesday and then beat Syracuse on Saturday, that would give them a 9-11 record going into the ACC tournament and a chance to move up in the seedings and maybe get a better draw. I don't know that they will, but if they did, that would be interesting. It's interesting that the 8-9 game on Wednesday at 12 noon, I think that's the best Virginia could do if everything falls in their favor. Otherwise, they're going to probably end up playing on Tuesday at some point. And, Cavalier fans are going to be watching these next two games very carefully. Dan, in all your travels this winter, are there any other teams that you've seen that you've said, maybe this team could give Auburn or Duke a fight?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of teams out there, Frank, but it all depends on how a team is playing at the particular time. I think one of the teams that is playing as well as anybody in the country right now is Michigan State.
Right.
They're playing extremely well. Now, they won that game against Maryland on that wild half-court shot, but for the most part, they have been playing very well. Tom Izzo said it best. He said, if we could just shoot and not turn it over, then we would be pretty good because we certainly play defense and rebound. And I think that you get a team that plays defense and rebound and has the chance to get hot, then I think that team can be a threat, and they're playing very well right now. Now, will they be playing very well in a couple of weeks when the NCAA tournament starts? Well, that remains to be seen. But they're a team that could really make some noise. Illinois, I just had them.
Mm-hmm.
But Illinois, they have spent the last month with guys hurt and guys sick, and they're finally healthy, and they just destroyed Michigan
That's a really good team, and depending upon the matchup, they could make some noise in the NCAA tournament. So there's a lot of really good teams out there.
Well, it's I tell you what, it's hard to keep up with all this, maybe more than any other year, because I do think there will be a lot of shifting over the next 2 weeks. I think these conference tournaments could all be free-for-alls. I know this week will be a free-for-all in the ACC, and the best thing of all is it's good for NCAA basketball fans because it's going to be exciting. Dan, how many years now have you done your thing for CBS and ESPN and now the ACC Network?
Well, this is my 45th year doing television.
Oh, good gracious. Come on.
And I started with C.D. Chesley back in the 1981
season. Say with the pilot, right?
Right. And then I spent the 82 season working for Rick Ray and Raycom, and we did I didn't do the ACC that year. We basically, the league that I worked in the most was the old Metro Conference with Memphis State and Virginia Tech and Louisville, and I worked with Marty Brenneman. And then starting in 83, I worked for the Raycom Jefferson Pilot partnership doing the ACC games. And over time, you know, I've worked with a lot of other people, but I started with CBS in 1991.
Is that when you first got to know Kevin Harlan?
No, Kevin,
a little bit later.
Kevin and I, we started working together. We were laughing about that this weekend. We've worked together now. This is our 22nd year together.
You guys are like brothers on the air. I've heard you, and it's almost like you forget that there's a game going on. You guys are having fun and providing all kinds of insights. But I think we've got to leave it there. My producer's about to throw a brick at me, but coming up against the break. But we thank you, Dan Bonner, and we wish you the best of luck. I hope you get some great games in the weeks ahead.
Well, thank you, Frank. Always a pleasure talking to you.
Take care of yourself. All right, we're headed to break. Come back on the other side. We've got Dr. O from Ortho Virginia, and Who's Talking will continue shortly. Stay with us.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. Air professional technicians have years of experience. We use the highest quality tools and equipment, and we have the resources to get the job done right the first time. You might think that would cost more, but it doesn't. It saves you time, saves you worry, and ultimately saves you money. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraylin Family Head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, TheSaber.com.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99. Or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either two or three of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's Big Ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Jeff McDonald and Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 804-888-8888.
Hi, this is Boyd Ross. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Segment two tonight. And as always, this is the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. And tonight we have, as we do every 3 weeks, we have Dr. Kwadwo Owusu-Achau, a.k.a. Dr. O. Not to be confused with James Bond and Dr. No. This is Dr. O. Doc, welcome to Who's Talking. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How y'all fellas doing?
I'm good. I'm surprised they didn't see you like riding on the roof of a bus with a giant Duke banner or something, screaming your lungs out. I mean, they're 26-3. It's starting to get obnoxious.
You know, there's a service where you can have videos redacted on the internet of you doing things like that. I think we got those scrubbed.
Well, I know you've enjoyed the season. They certainly deserve a lot of accolades because they're playing so well. But now you're coming down to crunch time, and the Dukies are playing the Demon Deacons tonight, and then on Saturday, the grudge match. The Dukies travel to the Dean Dome to play UNC. And my question to you is, have you ever been down to the Dean Dome?
I have, man. I have. It's a beautiful facility. I think that maybe that's compensating for what happens there frequently, but it's a nice looking building, though.
So, I knew that was coming. All right. So we've got this player, Elijah Sanders, and he hurt his ankle pretty badly and missed three games, but he's playing more minutes now, and he's an important cog in the machine. And, of course, when I go look for the box score for the game, I might as well be looking for diamonds. Anyway, Sanders is making some shots outside, but he's not doing the Barkley thing in the paint like I had hoped he would, because he's kind of built like that, at least, you know, collegiately. I'm wondering how long will it take him? He had an ankle sprain, but he did not have the high ankle that knocks you out, you know, for 6 weeks or something.
Yeah, I mean, I would say even with a, you know, standard low or standard ankle sprain,
yep,
one of the big concerns is that loss of proprioception, like we were talking about that last time I was on.
Right.
Basically being able to know where your ankle or your foot is in space. And that gets lost frequently with these repeated ankle injuries. And so I imagine that's something that they're working on diligently with the rehab staff. That part can take really weeks to months for some players. A large part of this is also, to some extent, you know, kind of mental So we oftentimes underestimate the effect that injuries like this have on the mental side of things. And so his body likely has an aspect of trying to protect itself, which happens with a big injury. So I think give it some time and he'll get there.
Well, he's a valuable component for the Cavaliers to beat Florida State and Syracuse and then do some damage down in Charlotte in the ACC tournament. They've got to have him. They've got to have his rebounds, his athleticism down there in the low post and, the intermediate game. And I'm just concerned because when he's not in the game, Virginia gets shoved around a little bit because, you know, Buchanan, he's not going to win any fights. But, it's sort of remarkable. I'll tell you this. I watch the Dukies and, I just forgot the name of the player. Malik. I can't do it. You know, the wing guard forward that got hurt at Virginia, he reached out for a pass, and he sort of re-injured his shoulder. And they miss him. And he's not a Cavalier, but he's a crucial member of Duke's team. And, you know, he can guard people on the perimeter and mix it up a little bit, too. He's kind of a tough guy. You know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, that injury is freakish because he just reached out to get the ball and it just sort of popped out. I know they've had to sort of nurse him along, but they're going to need him if they're going to run through the ACC tournament. Dr. O, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. That's the music tells me I'm out of time. Love to talk more with you tonight, but we're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you and Ortho Virginia for everything. Please stay in touch, and we will have you back in a couple of weeks. All right, going to break.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. What does it take to be a professional technician? Years of experience, dedication to the job, the willingness to listen, the skills to get the job done, and the confidence to guarantee results. It takes a lot to be a professional, but it doesn't take much to find one. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Oh yeah, pump it up, Vince. Come on. Now we're talking Orange Crush. Basketball team, baseball, tennis, lacrosse. They've all got to do it. Women's basketball. Hey, speaking of women's basketball, they beat North Carolina on Sunday, coming from way behind. They only played six players, and three of them ate the Tar Heels alive. Anyway, to help us break that down, we've got good friend, longtime contributor, super ally, and just all-around good guy, Chris Wright. Chris, welcome to Who's Talking.
Yeah, thanks for having me back, guys.
Well, we'd have you on more, but you're too busy writing and coaching and raising a family. I mean, good Lord, where are your priorities?
I'm coaching right now, actually. So.
See? What school do you coach right now?
Western Albemarle. We're preparing for the state quarterfinals, so we're in game mode.
Good. Well, we'll be fast. All right, so let's start with women's hoops. Big win. First time in 24 years the Lady Cavaliers defeated the Tar Heels in what is just a crazy thing. I mean, they were way behind and seemingly dead and buried, and the number eight in the nation Tar Heels, who were 25-5 going in, and the Cavaliers beat them 78-75, and I believe this game was in Carmichael. Yes, so that's a good one. So, what are your thoughts?
You know, that one's interesting because all year long against ranked opponents, when they've gotten behind, they haven't been able to recover. So to do that in the kind of regular season finale, they ended up winning 4 out of 5 to finish the regular season, is hopefully building a little momentum to maybe make some ACC tournament magic, right? That's what they have to hope for at this point in terms of making the NCAA tournament. But obviously a good win. If you haven't done it in 24 years, that's a really, really long time. Kamora Johnson flirting with another triple-double, one rebound short there. And that was after a scoreless first half. So I think her resilience helped the whole team be resilient because she came out and played a really good second half.
Well, the girl in the paint, I forgot her name. Is it it's here somewhere. I'm going to find it.
Latasha Lattimore?
Yes. Lattimore. Who is she, the daughter of Lewis Lattimore?
I do not know. That's a great question.
We need to find that out. He was at Virginia with me, and let me tell you something. Ralph was a hell of a basketball player, right? But when he got into a little foul trouble and came out of the game against Ohio State, Lewis Lattimore rocked the old U-Haul with one of the best dunks I've ever seen by a big man. Anyway, Letitia, I believe, is her first name. She just had a whale of a game. Odessa Noyan had 16 points. And is it Kamora Johnson?
Kamora, yeah.
She came within one rebound of a triple-double. I mean, what the heck? And she ain't some tall girl. She's just agile, and she's got lots of moxie, doesn't she?
I've watched Kamora play since she was in middle school.
Yes.
Because she grew up around here, and she's always been that way. Very tough kid, very confident kid. And all around kid, right? She's not just a scorer. She does pass the ball. She does rebound, and she's done that really her whole career around this town. It just happens to be in the Virginia jersey now. Certainly fun to watch a local kid having that kind of success.
Well, they're the number 10 seed going into the ACC tournament down in Greensboro, and we wish them luck. We're going to pivot to baseball. Baseball, suddenly after that southern swing through the icy climate down there in Texas, where apparently it was even hard to hold a baseball bat, the Cavaliers came back to Charlottesville and put some nice wins together, and the hitters have woken up. And I like the fact that Wolfuck finally seemed to come to life. And instead of pitching a few good batters, he had 5 really strong innings to power the number 10 Cavaliers past Dartmouth on Friday to set the tone, and then the Cavaliers took care of business going forward. What are your thoughts on the Cavalier baseball team?
And the bats have been a little quiet at the start of the season, so it was good to see them have a weekend, even if it was because they were overmatched, right? They were better than Dartmouth, to get those bats going, right? Like, that's something they struggled with on the 2 trips, the Texas and Puerto Rico trips, consistently putting good at-bats together. And I feel like, you know, there's nothing to worry about. We've seen Coach O'Connor and Coach McMullen figure this out over the course of time, but it was good to see them start figuring it out and get more guys involved too, right? There are a bunch of freshmen that contributed this weekend. And it's a really long baseball season, right? It's a long time until May and June. So no reason to panic about anything, but good to see the bats starting to get going.
So looking at the women's tennis team, and I talk about the men, but I think the men are still working their way through some issues. They had a nice win, I believe, on Sunday. But the number one UVA women's tennis team, first time ever ranked number one, didn't get stage fright, and they defeated SMU down in Dallas 4-3. And I think it could lead to some foreshadow of some great things to come, in that Emma Navarro's little sister, Bianca Pico Navarro, won the clinching match to beat the Mustangs. And I'm sure the rest of the teams in the ACC are, there's another Navarro on this team. And go ahead.
The cool thing about the women's tennis team is that they haven't been entirely healthy yet.
Yep.
And still have been winning matches and still have been grinding their way through to find wins to get to that number one ranking. When they get to full lineup strength, what will that mean when you know the ACC battles continue, and then when postseason gets here? This resilience right now may pay off in those tight tournament matches down the road.
Well, my colleague here, Paul Collins, has a question for you about football.
Hey, Chris, how you doing, bud?
Doing great.
Good, man. So I see the schedule was released. I'm pretty optimistic. Any comments about the upcoming schedule? 7 home games, some winnable games on there. What's your feeling? I know it's early, but what's your feeling?
No, it looks like the easiest schedule, you know, Virginia's had in the last several years in terms of, you know, multiple home games instead of just 6, right?
Yep.
And then the opponents on there all look very beatable. Of course, spring practice started today, so it's a long time until kickoff, but I think if these transfers can get settled and give them the playable depth they need, the schedule looks like it's favorable enough that they can rattle off enough wins to get to postseason. So that's a lot of ifs, right? You got 19 incoming transfers that have to settle in and create that depth. So we'll see what happens.
Sure, and that's college football, right? For every school now, you're going to have a lot more new players every single year and how they fit on the field and in the locker room.
And then the big quarterback question too, right? Two of those transfers are quarterbacks.
Chandler Morris.
Right? Chandler Morris is definitely the guy that's assumed to win it out, and he should. He has the most college experience. How he plays will be a big storyline the whole year.
Sure. I think on paper, and listen, on paper is paper, not on the field, but on paper they look like they could be potential upgrades at the quarterback position, so I'm pretty happy about that.
No, I think so too. Yeah, he can throw the football.
So, hey, one thing about football, I think it'd be remiss if I didn't say it. Danny Wilmer passed this week.
Yes, which is very sad. What a great guy.
I don't think people absolutely have any idea the importance he had to the history and the success of Virginia football. George had a vision.
Yep.
Danny filled that vision with players.
Yes.
Yeah, major part of the recruiting story for the Chris Slade
Terry
years, all the way through there, right? Kirby,
yeah.
Like any name you can come up, Kirby.
Sean Moore
Coach Wilmer had a big part of that.
Virginia Tech. Ray Savage was going to go to Florida. I was going to South Carolina. The list goes on and on. I can get a litany of guys in here that would tell you that if it wasn't for Danny, they would not have ended up at UVA.
Yeah, absolutely. He played a massive role. Also, Corey Mosley passed away recently as well, a former Virginia safety from the Richmond area. So definitely want to send thoughts out to his family as well.
Correct.
Well, Chris, just final thoughts. Spring is just getting underway. Today was the first practice, which is mostly show and tell, really, for some folks in the media and so forth. But then it's going to pick up and eventually going to culminate with the spring game alleged to take place on April the 12th. Will it still take place in Scott Stadium? What are you hearing?
Haven't heard anything, but with the general movement nationally, seems to be that spring games are not going to be constantly occurring. So this may be the last one if there is one, and we'll just have to see how that plays out. I'm most curious in the offensive line, whether it's the practices before that or the spring game. Do we really have playable depth the way it looks like on paper?
Well, you've got a couple guys that had some surgeries, so you've got two players from last season that I don't know if they're going to get any reps during spring ball. So
Mikhail Boley and Noah Josie.
I don't think so.
How about the guard from J.R. Tucker, Noah Hartso?
Yep.
I mean, they're counting on those three guys.
Well, the good thing about that is you're going to get guys in the program that haven't had any snaps, and they're going to get a lot of snaps. So you're going to know.
Yeah, and I want to see how those guys look.
Well, it's a big deal.
What's happened the last 2 years is there's been a lot of injuries, and they haven't been able to roll guys in. Right? You're talking about surgeries and all that. Like, if they could roll more guys in when those do happen, maybe that helps them get over the hump. So I'm just curious in some of these new linemen.
And then Sage Ennis, the tight end that came from
Clemson.
Clemson, who didn't play all year because he had an injury.
He's back.
Is he going to be able to help?
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously working his way back. He was helpful when he was in there early last year. Some of these guys are going to be on a summer fall timetable, so we'll just have to wait and see how their recoveries go.
And let's face it, quite honestly, the success of the season hinges on the line. It probably has the last two seasons.
Yes.
But the line is literally has been the weak link, and they've got to fix that.
Hey, Chris, just a curious thought. Did you ever think that Anthony Calandria was going to go out to Nevada, Las Vegas?
That whole thing I thought was weird, the way it played out, but as a starter the whole season, But this is just the climate we're in, right? Like, if you don't like how things feel, you just go. So not overly surprised. Pretty normal, it seems like, in this landscape.
Well, I hope he does well. He was the bravest kid on the team. I mean, I stood with him inside the media room after a game early in the season, and I said, "You're Anthony Calandria?" Like, I thought I was looking like a JV football player that still needed, you know, a couple of summers to fill out and grow. I mean, he seems so tiny, and he's a good kid. I hope he ends up doing all right.
I lean Antonio Clary as the bravest on the team.
That guy keeps
playing through injuries.
This will be, what is his eighth year at Virginia?
Seventh,
I think. But yeah, it's a lot.
He's getting up there. They won't let him ride on a motor scooter, will he? Hey, we got just a couple of minutes left in this segment. If you need to run, we'll just keep going with football. If you can stay, just give us more thoughts on football.
I mean, the other side of the ball is the other part, right? Like, no pass rush the last couple of years. And when Rudzinski had a pass rush his first year at Virginia, more sacks, more pass deflections, like all of it seemed to fit together better. The last 2 years, they haven't been able to get back there. So they brought in a lot of guys with that pass rushing ability. Can they do it now that they're in a new uniform? And how does that trickle out to the rest of the defense?
And listen, he didn't have the guys in the secondary to put them on an island, so I think he had to go conservative based on the talent level he's got. So they've clearly, hopefully, upgraded some of that secondary, to your point, to where they can rush more than four guys. I mean, you're going to have to blitz. I mean, we didn't blitz much, but again, I think it was more of a protecting the secondary and having to drop a lot of people in coverage.
And if your four can just get there sometimes by themselves, that would help too, right?
Yeah, that's
the Eagles obviously showed that in the Super Bowl.
I'll be shocked. But if, you know, you never know. They got this guy from out west. I forget what school, but he had some really good stats. And, you know, if they could get some pressure, it certainly could make for a much more interesting season. That's Elvis getting ready to tell us that it's a Heartbreak Hotel or something. Anyway, Chris, we want to thank you and obviously appreciate everything you do for the Sabre and the entire UVA sports community. I think what you've done over the years is remarkable, and I don't think you get enough credit, honestly.
Awesome. I appreciate that.
Listen, you have a great night, and Paul Collins and I here will wrap things up. Stay with us. Who's Talking will continue with the Olympic Sports Report sponsored by our friend at Fridays. Stay with us.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You met with UVA. I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. There are lots of things that can go wrong with a heating and cooling system. We've seen them all. Whether you're installing a new system or servicing an old one, we have the professional technicians to get the job done right. Guaranteed, or your money back. Don't worry if things go wrong with your system. Relax, knowing we'll make it right. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth. The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and her signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve. Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our seven offices in Richmond or walk into one of our three ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Crank that up. Warren Zevon, baby. I used to love playing this after my daughter played in a tennis tournament. We'd crank this up, and she'd be singing Werewolves of London. We'd be howling. Those were good times. All right, final segment tonight. We've had fun with Dr. O, Dan Bonner, and Chris Wright, and my good friend Paul Collins is here. We're going to have some more fun right now with the Friday's sponsored Olympic report, and I need to bring everybody's attention to Friday's To Go. If you are out and about and you're trying to get pulled dinner or lunch together, please give them a chance because I think you'll be shocked at how good it is. Outstanding menu, to say the least. Whiskey glazed everything. They have amazing appetizers. The hamburgers are as good as anybody's burgers in town. And I have tried them all. And I put them up against anybody. Their chicken is outstanding. They cook it like eight different ways. You just can't go wrong. It's always happy hour at Fridays, and it always feels like Friday inside Fridays. So go on and stop by there.
They have this fabulous thing called cold beer.
Trust me, they have more than that. All right, with that said, let's look at a few things. Number one, a game that really just poleaxed me over the weekend was Cavalier lacrosse team lost 12-13 at Johns Hopkins. They had a furious rally, just didn't quite pull it off. And I do think, even though the turnovers are still mind-numbing, the execution offense is still way out of sync, at least they got into this game and competed. That's the first thing you got to do to ever win a match. And I think you're going to see better lacrosse very soon from the Cavaliers. I'm a little worried that Maryland is coming up. They're loaded, and they're playing a well-organized team ball, and maybe that'll inspire the Cavaliers. We'll see. All right. We've talked about women's tennis. They're number one in the nation. Hats off to them. First time ever in history. We have covered a little bit of baseball. I think, you know, the season lasts so long, it's hard to get too worked up just yet. But Brian O'Connor is one of the most outstanding coaches in all of college athletics. And if he says this is a good team, I believe him.
He gets the benefit of the doubt just like Lars does.
Yep. And, you know, I think he's going to make some good things happen. I noticed that UVA has released the information on the promotional schedule for all the events that will take place this year at the Dish. And you got to get out to Davenport Field. You got to go see it. It's one of the most outstanding stadiums in all of college sports. And the team is outstanding. You know, I think, let's see here. We've already been through that date. All right. Looking ahead, there's Youth Day. There's Little League Day. Employee Appreciation Day is March 6th. Rock and Roll Night on March 21st. Visor Giveaway Night on March 22nd. Another Youth Day on March 23rd. Where's Bigfoot? I don't know what that's about. That sounds funny to me. On Friday, March 28th. I just think you got to get out there and check out the baseball team. They always have a lot of fun, and they're very competitive. And, heck, they're languishing at number 10. They started out at number 2. Maybe they can claw their way back into the top 5.
Baseball's a long season.
It is a long season.
But it is one of the best venues to watch a baseball game.
Hard not to have fun. All right, Vince is telling me I've only got 10 more minutes, right? Is that what you said? He says, three minutes? I deserve more time than that. Men's golf teed off yesterday, and they're playing out in Las Vegas. I hope they have some chaperones out there, because senior Paul Chang and junior Ben James, they both shot even par 72, so they might be getting in trouble out there. I'm a little concerned about taking my golf team to Las Vegas.
I would rather take the golf team than the football team.
Yeah, I don't think you should take the football team out there. All right. Auburn is leading the tournament. UNLV is second. Pepperdine and New Mexico are tied for third. And UVA is in fifth. They're 9 strokes back. I don't know what they've done today. Don't get mad at me. I cannot keep up with every piece of sports news. All right, women's hoops, they're the number 10 seed. They've played their way into a better position. They beat SMU down in Dallas the other night, which is remarkable. I'm trying to find the score of that game. Golly gee, Ned. 63-51, they beat the Mustangs down there in Dallas. And then they topped it off with the big upset of the Tar Heels on Sunday. And now they're getting ready to face Pitt in the first round of the ACC tournament down in Greensboro. If you get a wild hair, go down there and catch some women's basketball. It's a lot of fun. I certainly think you'll be surprised how good the basketball is. All right. Next week's show, or shows, plural. Maloney will be traveling on Monday, March 10th. I'm headed down to Charlotte for the ACC tournament. Habo will be in studio with Mark Newland. Dr. Jody Smith will call in with the injury report. Tuesday night, if all goes correctly, I will be reporting in from the Spectrum in Charlotte about what the Cavaliers have either done or about to do, and that should be very exciting. Hubba will be in the studio. People check his, you know, his baggage when he comes in here. He might try to sneak some bourbon in here. I know how he gets during the ACC tournament. Vince is still paying attention over there, even though Megan told him to get home early tonight. All right. We've had a lot of fun tonight. Paul Collins, thank you for joining me.
Great to be here, Batman and Robin.
Yeah, I tell you what, it sure makes for a lot more fun when I have a guest co-host. Who's Talking thanks all their sponsors and all the guests tonight, and we hope you have a great night. Go Hoos. Beat the next opponent. Go Hoos.
Wah-hoo-wah.
Let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.